Grace, mercy, and peace be yours as we begin our Advent pilgrimage to Bethlehem. Our text is the lesson just read, Zechariah's Song, or the Benedictus. These are days of travel for many, and there are many different ways of traveling. For example, I know a righteous and a shrewd professor who loves to travel at times of peak demand. He positions himself where there is most likely to be overbooking, and then he volunteers to take the later flight and reaps a substantial financial bonus. My own introduction to significant travel came in college when a friend and I, at the end of every summer, would place $50 apiece in the glove compartment and take off to see the world. This was just after the biblical flood, for I recall that gas on our first outing was $32.9 a gallon. Still, at the age of 19, it was great to see New York and the World's Fair and to gain some insight into what makes New Yorkers tick. But that early travel, as I reflect now, was strikingly flawed. We would drive for hours and hours and then stop and take a picture. Here we are at Mount Rushmore, take a shot, hop back in the car, drive to Yellowstone, take a couple pictures, then to Jackson Hole, a picture, on to Seattle, and another picture. We traveled great distances. But now I'm convinced that we really saw and knew very little. How many lives in our time can be summarized in precisely those words? People have acquired many things. They've done many things. They've gone to and fro. But what have they really seen? What have they really known? Very little. As I reflected on Zechariah's song, so beautifully divided between blessing and prophecy, the announcement of God's blessed character, and the prophecy of how his son would be the forerunner of the promised Messiah, the history, the travel, the pilgrimage of Israel came into sharp focus. Indeed, many commentators view Zechariah as the last of the Old Testament priests. Prophets. Israel's travels would have seemed insignificant, inconsequential to the great powers of Babylon, Assyria, Egypt. But for the faithful, these travels defined who they were. The faithful of Israel had traveled a very, very long way. From Ur of the Chaldees to Canaan to Egypt to the Promised Land to Babylon and back, all the while following the God who had loved them and who had called them, all the while believing and confessing and waiting. And now the wait was about to end. The content of God's redemptive promises was about to be manifest in the flesh of the promised Messiah. When we enter the world of Zechariah, the Lucan world, I would suggest we enter Israel's history. Luke describes Zechariah as a priest of the division of Abijah, Elizabeth as a descendant of Aaron, and then states, both of them were upright in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly. Zechariah and Elizabeth knew the way they were traveling and why they were going to the temple to serve the God of Israel. And then it was in the life of service as a priest in the temple that it happened. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right hand of the altar of incense. Here in the place of sacrifice, in the sacred space of Haggai and Zechariah as they had inaugurated the second temple in accord with God's command. Here, with the lively sacramental life of Israel before them, comes the promise of that ultimate sacrifice, and the promise of the forerunner who would announce the coming of the Messiah. As we begin our travel, our pilgrimage to Bethlehem in this Advent season, Zacharias invites us to pause, to ponder, to hear and to see what is truly unfolding, and to not engage in the speedy snapshot scenario of our society. Indeed, when you think of how many millions will soon hear the carols and even the scripture lessons, but like my friend and I on my travels, they will not begin to understand or to enter Zechariah's world. In Advent, as the faithful contritely enter on the pathway to Bethlehem and the birth of Jesus to hear the Baptist cry for repentance, we will be called not simply to look, but to be silent. We will be called to interpret and to see all of our life in the shadow of this gracious event. We need, in a word, not simply to listen and to look, but to enter into this saving narrative as it announces the birth of John the Baptist, the forerunner of the Messiah. God's grace has made that entry possible for you and for me. The waters of holy baptism have unplugged our ears and have washed the scales from our eyes. The prophetic and apostolic scriptures are now not simply so many words or texts to be interpreted. They are the living voice of the ascended Lord. And reality is ours when we come up these steps to this table and hear sacred scripture announce that this is my body, this is my blood. To enter into Zechariah's temple to hear the call of the Baptist is to live a life that is truthful. It's to live a life that's full. For every moment is defined by God's grace and His gift in the flesh of His Son. Ours is a noble calling to invite others to live in the reality that Zechariah announces, the saving presence of God's grace. We announce and confess all of that reality, and that it has been truthfully and finally revealed in Jesus of Nazareth. Here is the God of all creation reaching down and taking our paltry footsteps and putting them on the way to life. I would invite you to visit Glenbrook if you have the courage. Observe the people in their hustle and their bustle, not in itself a sinful behavior, but by itself empty and superficial, like the early travel of my college days. And I would suggest if you look into the eyes of those people, you will see a longing for something more, something that is not superficial and momentary, but something that is satisfying, stationary, and fulfilling for now and for eternity. What a wonderful gift to walk this way together. To travel as those whose eyes have been opened to see reality, and at the heart of that reality, the gracious Father in the cross of His Son, and to hold it up before our busy and bustling society, the wonder and the satisfying thing of going to Bethlehem, really going there, for that is more exciting and more fulfilling than anything in our whole world. As Zechariah knew, and as he sang, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.